on the app, online,
and across the Cape on 567 AM.
This is Cape Talk.
This is Cape Talk.
In 2023, it will be compulsory for students who are registering for grade 10 that year to study history, which means that by 2025, all matriculants will be sitting down for the subject of history. The ministerial task team that came up with the recommendation to have history as part of the compulsory bouquet of subjects, so it's history and languages and mathematics and or maths literacy, is Professor Sifiso Ndlovu, who joins me on the line now from Pretoria. He was the chair of the ministerial task team. Sifiso, very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, and how are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. How are you this morning?
No, I'm well. I'm well. And also good morning to the listeners.
What informed the decision for the recommendations you made to the minister regarding history as a subject?
I think it was the consultations, because remember we were required by the Government Gazette to consult members of the public and throughout the whole nine provinces. And if you really remember, history is an elective subject. It is compulsory up until grade 9, but from grade 10 to grade 12, it is an elective subject. It's not necessarily a compulsory subject, but when we went around the country consulting, this is where we got the feedback that actually it should replace life orientation as a compulsory subject, and they gave various reasons why it should be the case. For example, they argued that life orientation is not examinable, you know, and life orientation, you all you have to do is to submit a portfolio, and that portfolio will be judged according to what the teacher feels. So they said that also the differences in terms of teaching of life orientations, that sort of students who are from, or learners who are from well-off areas, usually get the best out of the teaching of life orientation as compared to learners from areas which are poor and not well resourced. So they cited many reasons why they feel that they were of the view that history should replace life orientation as a compulsory subject.
But what are we hoping will be achieved for the nation in having history as a permanent subject? So why not make the recommendation that history stays an elective subject when it comes to grade 10 through 12, and that you drop life orientation as a compulsory subject for those same years?
We expect that we are going to be a normal country, you know, like any other country which has a past such as ours. For example, in Germany, they didn't decide to history just because of Nazism and the Holocaust. They said as a country, we have to tackle our problem areas. We have to know about it so that the future generations should repeat the same mistake. In South Africa, I'm not convinced of the reasons that are put forward that we shouldn't study our past. We shouldn't study our history, you know, because they are flimsy. The reasons that are being put forward, that certain, particularly the Model C school, avoid the teaching of history. They're just generalizing that it might mean that their children will have to learn the history of the ruling party. It means that the children must learn liberation history. The question thing is, why not? Because that's part of our history. Secondly, we clearly state in our report that we are not going to take the route of Zimbabwe, which led to the Zanification of the history syllabus and to what we call patriotic history. We say it clearly that that's not the route. We're not going there.
And are there measures that the ministerial task team recommended to the department to ensure then that we do not see the ANCification, if you like, of the history that we'll be teaching to our children?
In fact, I was even happy. It's not even me who said that. It was the minister herself during that, who said that she was waiting in trepidation for our report. She thought that maybe we might make that mistake and sigh of relief from the side when she realized that we recommended the opposite, because we call for the team of pre-colonial history. Surely the ANC was not born then, didn't exist then. You know, and this is our focus, really, that it's high time that we should learn about our pre-colonial history, because all over the world, particularly in Western countries, they pride themselves in terms of teaching classical civilization, and then they focus on Greece as the sort of main area of origin. And also they do teach about enlightenment, you know, and also focus on Rome as a city-state, you know, and then they pride themselves in terms of Rome architecture, the spectacle and the arts, you know, and particularly the fine arts and everything. Why shouldn't we learn about Egypt also in that perspective? And also, why teach our children about Egypt at grade 4? Doesn't make sense, really. Why shouldn't we and our pre-colonial history, as complicated as it is? So in a sense, it's not about the ANC. We've got so much to learn as a country, because really we don't know our past, we don't know ourselves as a nation.
So I'm hearing that there'll be quite a bit of work being done on the curriculum that is delivered to the students as far as the subject matter of history is concerned in the coming years. I suppose a more important question is what to do about training enough teachers to an adequate level in order for them to deliver that curriculum to the children.
In fact, you're spot on. You're correct. Actually, I'm of the view that real work begins now. If you think about it, the aims and objective of history education at schools, it's really about enhancing everyday life skills such as referencing techniques, comprehension, translation, communication, extrapolation, judgment, you know, promoting analytical skills. So you can think now that it simply means that the teacher themselves, it's not about the content in terms of promoting dates, you know, this date and that date. No, they are life skills for students to be able to have good literalist in order to present findings in an elegant, accessible prose and ability to formulate clear and logical arguments, you know. Ability to weigh evidence judiciously and synthesize voluminous historical evidence. So it means the teachers will have to be well trained, or teacher development should be on top. That's the main reason why we said this should be a phased in approach. You know, we didn't say that, you know, yes, this is what we recommend, and when we wake up the following year, then that should be the case. We realized the problem of teacher development, as you correctly point out. So it will take us some time to train teachers adequately. So we hope that this 6-7 years that we are proposing would help us sort out the matter, with the university playing their roles.
For sure. Professor Sifiso Ndlovu, there we'll leave it. Thank you very much for your time this morning. Chair of the Ministerial Task Team that advised the Minister of Basic Education regarding introducing history as a compulsory subject in grades 10 through 12 as of 2023. So it's going to be phased in 2023, where all grade 10 learners in that year will be forced to do history. Obviously 2024, all grade 11 learners will be forced to do history. And then 2025, all grade 12 learners will be forced to do history.